The following is a special presentation of Saturday Night Knapsack, but costs the same as the regular version.
The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
And now it's time for the show that... What? What do you mean? You don't need me? I get paid regardless, right? All right. Here's a special presentation of Saturday Night Knapsack. See, I kind of did the announcement anyway. Why don't you... Okay, I'll go.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, hello, hi, 911. I need help. I need police here. I'm a very famous comedian and podcaster, and there's some people here. They're breaking into my studio, and I need your help. Please send help. Please send a car, too.
Okay, sir, can I get the location of your studio so I can dispatch those cars?
I can't. The exact address. I don't know who listens to these things. Sometimes these recordings of these calls get released, and that's really weird. I'm just, you know, listen to my voice. I think you know who I am.
Sir, the time is of the essence here. Sir, where is your studio so I can dispatch police to you right now?
Okay, you know in Burbank, you know that 7-Eleven, and then there's the paint store? Near, you know, like across the street and adjacent is that old empty diner?
Sir, that is every major intersection in Burbank. You're going to have to be more specific.
Okay. I'll say something, but if you all are going to release this later, you better delete all this stuff or beep it or something. Come on. I don't want to dox myself here. My studio is and then you take a left at you come down that alley. You know the alley, but you move in and you park in, but not the first spot because that's my spot. Park in the next spot underneath. You'll see it if you look above the, and then you'll go right there, but right, the back door's there, knock twice, okay? That's where I'm at.
Oh, sir, okay, yeah, I know who you are, sir. Who is breaking into the studio, allegedly?
I don't like the way you said allegedly right there. That was a very dubious and doubt-filled allegedly, sir.
My apologies if you're reddening kind of tone there, sir. I figured out who you are. I wouldn't describe you as a famous comedian, though, sir.
A pox on you, then. I am a very famous comedian. Very famous.
Where do you perform, sir? I haven't seen you on my television.
I perform 1 to 2 times a month at Flapper's Comedy Club in downtown Burbank, sir.
All right, yeah, okay. My grandma performs 1 to 2 times a month at Flapper's in downtown Burbank. Yeah, okay. Regardless, sir, who is trying to break into your studio right here, right now?
See, the FBI, man. There was a knock on the door, and these two guys, they flashed badges, and they said, Federal Bureau of, what is the I stand for? What is it? I've never really thought about that. Federal Bureau of Intimidation, right?
Are you making a bad joke, sir? It's investigation, but I think you know that.
Well, I couldn't tell from what they're doing here right now. They're flashing paperwork in front of me, some sort of warrant, which I did enjoy Cherry Pie. I think that's a good song, but I think it's, it was kind of, after that was a little bit of a weak catalog. But anyways, they're showing me a warrant, and then they're here, they're taking stuff from my studio. This is highway robbery. Please send real law enforcement, because these guys, fake law enforcement is what they are. We need to defund these guys.
Sir, if I get this right, you are calling 911 because there are FBI agents serving a warrant on your studio right now.
It's a raid. It's a raid. They're coming in here, guns on their hips, flashing paperwork that apparently, looking at it here, apparently my lawyers had some kind of subpoena of this, asking for the stuff earlier. I didn't pay attention to it. It's a raid. Send help.
Sir, sounds like they're just simply serving a warrant. It's not a necessarily a raid. That's kind of one of those terms that maybe gets used to describe, it's like when people say I've been robbed, but really they were victims of a burglary. It's a different kind of game for us. You know what I mean, sir?
Well, I am being robbed. All right. Robbery is when something's taken from you with fear or force. And that is what is happening here right now with these FBI agents. I'm putting air quotes around it. I need give me at least 3 cars. You got a SWAT team and an air unit? Get them over here stat.
Do you guys use STAT or is that just hospitals? I'm not even sure it's hospitals, sir. Sir, I'm going to have to hang up here. Perhaps you should listen to the agents on the scene. Might be the best thing for you. I'm not really in a position to stop an FBI, as you say, raid on your studio. They are trying to take paperwork and information that I rightfully took from my last job. They're trying to take it, okay? This is robbery. You can't. Are you an American, sir? You work for the American government, correct?
Sir, I work for. I'm a 911 dispatcher, okay? I hardly think I'm in the deep state.
Oh well, you said it. You said it. You said it. I didn't use the deep state word, but you did. You did. So all right, this is. Now we're just putting this on the record that I'm being robbed of this information that I rightfully stole, took from my last employer.
Sir, I'm just curious. What are they trying to take from you? What do they say you have? I'm not understanding how a podcaster and a comedian of limited influence would have something that the FBI is interested in.
Why don't you call up them on whatever their number is, 912 or whatever, and ask them to release the warrant, and the entire world will see that this is an injustice being carried out live to tape on this episode of this show. All right? Why don't you do that?
Sir, now, it's highly rare in which warrants are even needed to be released. It's, you know, I know these are troubling times, and law enforcement isn't exactly the most popular entity in the world, let alone America, but I just don't think that's within policy. Maybe you should hang up and listen to the agents.
Don't you touch that. That is my Snapple bottle. I haven't finished it. That's my Snapple. The peach one, not the mango one, the peach one. These agents are now, they're going through the break room as well. They're trying to take my half-finished Snapple. This is outrageous.
Sir, are you saying that they're there to take Snapple bottles from you, sir?
No, that's just a byproduct of this arm of a fascist government exercising uncontrolled power, unchecked power on a common man like me. Put that, that is my ding-dong. That's my ding-dong.
Are you gonna send a car or not? Sir, I'll send a police car from the local police agency over there if there's an actual emergency. So maybe if you just, listen to the agents there and maybe give them what they want, maybe this could go away. Maybe if you got a lawyer, I suggest calling a lawyer.
Yeah, I got Larry Lawrenson. He's a workplace attorney. He sometimes, under the table, I'll slip him some cash. He helps me with some of my criminal cases, but he's golfing today. I'm on my own. One man against a government oppressing the people. That doesn't tug on your soul?
Sir, I highly doubt you've been oppressed. Have they indicated what they're looking for? What are they trying to get at?
Nothing. There's nothing here. There is nothing here that I took that they need. This is outrageous. They're here, at this point, why don't you just send a car to be a witness, because they're probably planting stuff around here. That's what they're probably doing. They're probably planting things. I see you. You're planting. I bet you're planting evidence.
Sir, how many agents are there right now on scene?
I think there's two, maybe a third one inside, and there's definitely a fourth one in the car. I think he's just on his phone. Wasted taxpayer money playing Best Fiends or something on his iPhone. So I have a right to tell him to sit on it, Potsy. You know what I mean?
I do not know what that means. Do not make any threats to the agents. Sir, is it possible maybe you can hand the phone to one of the agents and I could talk to them?
Sure. Finally, some action here. Let me get close to him. Hey, dumbass. 911 wants to talk to you.
Sir, do not call the agents dumbasses.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't call you a dumbass. Hey, a bucket of dick sauce. Get over here and talk to the 911 guy.
Sir, that is worse.
I know. That was the point. Here's the agent.
Hello? How you doing? I this is Agent Morcom. Oh, great to hear from a friendly voice here. I'm just calling the person who is maybe a person of interest to you there has called me. I'm a 911 operator. I just want to check in with you, make sure everything's okay. I can send a car to back you up. Oh, no, that's pretty sweet, actually. We're okay. I appreciate that. We're okay. This dumbass is okay there. Hold on. I got to go get him out of the break room closet here. I'm going to hand you to my other agent here.
Okay, sir. Be safe when you. He's a live wire. That one. Oh, I can tell that. Here's the other agent here. Here's the other agent. Hello there. This is Agent Wise. Oh, that's great to hear from another friendly voice here. I just your partner there, Agent Morcom, just said that he was going to go get the possible perpetrator out of the break room there. I just want to make sure everything's okay. If you guys need a little help from local law enforcement, I can send a car over. I can send five over, quite frankly. With that guy there, I'll drive over myself. Just want to check and make sure you're okay. Roger that. They're 10-4. No, we're good. We're good. We're going to pull him out. Morcom's got him. Pull him out of the break room right now. We're going to be fine. We're just looking for a couple things here. That's all. All right. That's great. What are you looking for, by the way, just curious. Now I got a lot of people in the 911 office. We're just gathering around this call. We're taking bets on what you're looking for out there. Actually, yeah, it's against policy. It's against policy to reveal that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you what, the head of the DOJ, he might just release it to get ahead of any kind of kerfuffle here. This gentleman stole secret, top secret classified documents from his last place of employment, and we just are here to take him back. Actually, our department's been asking nicely for about 10 months here, but they have not complied, and so we're here to get him back. Okay, thank you, sir. You can put him back on. I'll try to end this call. Nice talking to you, Agent. You too. Nice talking to you, too.
Just don't touch me. If I'm not under arrest, don't touch me. Okay, you got the information from him, right? So it's very clear they're lying. They're planting evidence. And you need to send some help over here for me, not them.
Sir, they said you took classified secret documents, which those two words, usually you don't need to use them together. Classified usually implies secret. You took documents that were classified from your last place of employment, sir. Is that right?
I declassified them. When I walked out that door with them, I declassified them right before I went out the door frame. I said, declassified, and I did like a wizard spell, like a Expelliarmus thing, and all good. So these are mine. This is my paperwork. It's not secret anymore.
Sir, I believe there's some kind of process to go through, but also I'm confused about that. You there are papers there that you took, or are they papers that they have planted there for like a false evidence situation?
What is the last one I said? It's that one.
The last thing you said, sir, was that you had taken papers from your last job and attempted to declassify these classified papers as you walked out the door.
Yep, that's a bingo.
Sir, what did you take?
All right, look, you're not going to replay this call or like release this call to the public, right? Like Scout Sutter, you're not going to do that?
Sir, no, I was a Boy Scout for 32 years. I will not take you besmirching that phrase and that term, all right? So I please refrain from that, sir.
Hold on. You were a Boy Scout for 32 years? Oh, my God. Have you had sex yet?
Don't you have a bit in your stand-up act about being a virgin until you're 28 years of age?
But at least I got some. Not like you, Boy Scout.
Sir, I have two children.
Okay. Yeah, what does that mean?
Sir, I am confused. Do you not know what that means? I have two children. My wife and I have two kids that we did not adopt. We had two kids, naturally.
Uh-huh. I don't know what this has to do with anything. Are you going to send a car to help me or not?
I am not going to send a car. I might send a sex education book. Sir, are you unaware of how, I can't believe I'm saying this, how babies are made?
No, I'm a man in America. I don't have to pay attention to the intricacies of pregnancy or know where kids come from or my responsibility in that. What are you talking about?
Sir, okay, let's get back to the point at hand here. What did you take from your last employer?
I borrowed them.
Fine, sir. Whatever words you want to use to sail down the river of bull is fine by me. But what are the papers about? What information is on there?
You know, I took some very important information on deepfake technology, which is very, you know, just as a fun lark. And I took the information from the last place I worked.
Well, sir, deep fake technology is a scary bit of technology. If that falls into the wrong kind of hands, it can be used to cause a lot of problems. There's a lot of moral gray areas around the technology right here, right now. Why did you feel the need to take that the proprietary information?
What?
Information that belonged to that company that you used to work for. Why did you feel the need to take it?
I don't know. They didn't want me around there anymore. I had to get even somehow, you know.
So you took this valuable piece of information, these secrets, to deepfake technology. You took them with you on your final day there, sir. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, I also took 12 notepads, some pens, 3 rolls of toilet paper, and a half-finished Snapple.
Was it your Snapple, sir?
No, some kid named Christian Ruvacaba. I just took it. He didn't need it.
Okay, sir. And what were you planning to do with this very important secret information?
I don't know. It's not secret. You keep saying secret. I declassified it. I said, Expelliarmus. Bring. I added the bring, and it was declassified, right?
Sir, Hogwarts isn't real, just so you're aware of that. Okay?
What do you mean Hogwarts isn't real? 3 years ago, I got arrested there. I got drunk on butterbeer 2 in the afternoon and woke up with my pants around my ankles screaming, anyone want to play with my wand? You tell me that was fake?
Sir, that is Harry Potter World is part of the Universal Studios theme park, which is nearby us here. That's probably where you're. Let me just type that up here on my records. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were arrested there at Harry Potter World.
So it is real, huh, dummy?
Sir, what were you gonna do with the information?
Hold on. I gotta yell at these agents. Hey, no. That is my toilet paper. You cannot tell. I took that toilet paper from the gas station. That's mine. I bring the special gas station toilet paper to my. Sorry. Yeah, I gotta yell at these agents and try to take my toilet paper. That's another charge against them. Okay,
sir. I don't have much time. There's actual real emergencies going on here, so just don't worry about the toilet paper. Okay.
Don't worry about the toilet paper? What do you live in Detroit? I gotta get my toilet paper back.
Sir, just tell me, what were you gonna do with the very classified secret deep fake technology information? What were you gonna do with it, sir?
I was gonna do nothing with it. I was gonna do nothing with it. Why would anyone think I would do anything with it?
Sir, did you already do something with it?
No.
Sir, where did you sell it to? And what? Why don't you tell this to the agents on the scene?
I'm not talking to these guys. I've pled the fifth. They walked in the door. I screamed, fifth. I'm not talking to them.
Sir, what did you do with that very classified information?
Nothing. I did nothing at all. Why? What did Petey tell you?
I don't know who Petey is, sir, but I am looking online right now. I Googled your name and found some disheartening information.
Oh, for the last time, I like Game of Thrones Season 8. Why do I have to defend that? Why do I have to keep defending that?
No, sir, that is not the disheartening information. I have information here online that says recently Screen Rant paid you $2 million for undisclosed reasons. Sir, would that have anything to do with what's going on here today?
What? No. Screen Rant and I, we're good. We're good. I love them. I absolutely love their Star Wars content. It's great, thoughtful, heartfelt, really nuanced takes on Star Wars. Definitely not full of dumb hot takes and opinions. I'll tell you that much. I love them.
Sir, did you sell deep fake secrets from your former employer to Screen Rant? Did you do that?
Everybody has deep fake information. All right? Everyone has it. Mark Riley has it. Did you ask him? Did you ask him when he left? Huh? Did you ask Mark Ellis? You're not asking all of them. How come you're just asking me?
Because you're the only one with FBI agents at your studio right now, sir.
So are you sending a car or not?
Probably only to take you to jail, sir. Sir, are you okay?
I gotta go. Bye.
Sir, hello? Sir? I really hope this is the time he goes to jail. Really hope it.
All right, another Saturday Night Nap song is in the books. I think so. I think that counts. All right, special thanks to Patreon supporter Kristen Nodewitch McGee for her Morning Drive Media station identification. You can support at patreon.com/catnapsuck and get the exclusive show called The Blatherin' every week. Saturday Night Napsuck is also on Jimmy at jimmy.app/Saturday Night Napsuck. Big thanks to associate producer Sean Arnold for all his help supporting and promoting all the work done here at Morning Drive Media. You can go to Sean's TeePublic shop at teepublic.com/user/tsean. Like music, then listen to Cannon Hall of Fame Music Radio in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, and anywhere throughout the world via the website at hofupradio.com. Every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern is when that starts. There, check out Ken Napsok Show, Pop Rock and Radio on Mixcloud. Again, if you like music, I only like jazz and Creole. All right. You can go to KenNapsok.com for more information. Follow him on Twitter at Ken Napsok or the company at M Drive Media. If you like Game of Thrones, don't forget he just launched a new kind of initiative to make Casterly Talk bigger and better. So follow at Casterly Talk. And as always, be sure to tell a friend about Saturday Night Napsok. The show's so real, it had to be fake. And as always, remember to laugh responsibly. Are you guys going to pay me at double rate? Because you first said I could go, and then I was going to leave. I was going to go to Arby's, and then you stuck me around here. So I was an announcer today. Times two is what I think. All right, there. Oh, man, the show's getting weirder all the time.